Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you've been at work all day, congrats on having a job.
Yep.
Brock Purdy did not practice. Ricky Pearsall did not practice.
Possibly.
Juwan Jennings did not practice.
Questionable concern.
Possibly.
Alfred Collins did not practice.
All right.
Christian McCaffrey did not practice. That's just a bad day, though.
You hope.
So no, well, that's literally what they reported.
Yeah.
It says Christian McCaffrey, his injury is not injury related.
Right. his injury is exhaustion, overuse. And vet day, maybe he has a sick cat, or maybe his iguana has the sniffles.
Here, you want it? Here's Kyle Shanahan.
Injuries for today. Ricky Pearsall, knee will be out. Watkins, calf out. Robert Beal, ankle out. Brock Purdy, toe out. Juwan Jennings, ankle/rib out. Alfred Collins, knee out. Yetur, knee hamstring out. Trent Williams, vet day. McCaffrey, vet day. CJ West, thumb limited. Stout, ankle limited. Mac Jones, knee/oblique limited. Kevin Givens, pec limited. Clea Davis, hand limited.
Was that Mac Jones, knee limited?
Knee and oblique.
Gotcha. And maybe that is limited. From like so, yeah. All that pickle juice he was drinking, apparently. Know, got a tummy ache.
Mac's been through a lot in the last 7 days.
Mac Jones,
days.
Tummy ache, limited.
Yeah, Mac Jones is overwhelmed from seeing a dead body, limited.
Seriously.
I mean, there's a lot that's happened to Mac Jones.
Christian McCaffrey, I'm running him into the ground, limited. Trent Williams, he's really old, limited.
Christian McCaffrey, too many touches, limited.
Totally.
DNP.
Jordan Watkins, why did we draft him? Limited.
Also, did he call him Ricky Pearsall?
Yep.
Call him Ricky Pearsall.
He says that every time.
Is that his name? Maybe we're saying it wrong.
I don't think so.
He also always pauses before going into Yetur Gross Matos. You can tell he's just not comfortable yet with how that's going to go. So he pauses.
Yetur Gross Matos. Ankle, shoulder, groin, limited, out.
Pause.
I mean, thank so you, much TJ. Out. Like, you basically, know who was, you know, we had 14 guys at practice and stuff.
You know who had a full participation today? Malik Mustafa.
Okay.
Full participant.
There you go.
That's big.
It's that, medium.
No, I think that's it's big. Medium. It's big.
He playing Sunday?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, What? I'd be stunned.
Why would you be stunned?
Because you just had his practice window get reopened, and he's coming off an ACL in December and stuff. And so that to me feels a little bit rushed and aggressive and stuff.
Well, if you open the practice window, you got to play him within the next 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
This would be the first of the three weeks.
But if the ACL in December, remember, this was not like other ACLs. This was a partial. So
as the doctors have told us, like, when you have it repaired, it doesn't matter if it's a partial or a full.
Then why would he be practicing in October?
That's 10 months. It's normal.
Okay. Well, not for all of them. Here's what Kyle said about Mustafa and Kevin Givens.
No guarantees they'll be ready for Sunday, but we'll kind of start basing that off how they look today a little bit, how they look leading up to this point. But we'll see how they go.
That's a solid maybe right there. No guarantees.
Yeah. It's a maybe.
Well, but that's great. That's a maybe. I think Malik Mustafa return is a big deal. I think Pinnock has been meh. That's what I think.
I think it's hard to judge any of those guys back there based on what has happened up front. Mm-hmm. And up front has been well below meh.
That's fair, but you're also basing that like on the last 2.5 weeks. I'm basing it on 5. Like, I thought Pinnock, even when Nick Bosa was there and your pass rush was doing the darn thing,
He's been fine. They've all had their moments of being targeted, and Pinnock is among them. And Upton Stout now, was he listed as limited?
Limited.
Yeah.
Yeah, limited.
Of course. And so, you know, he couldn't even finish the game and stuff on Thursday. And so you're going to have a little bit of a patchwork team come Sunday, unless all these guys suddenly get cleared. And just based on what he said about Ricky Pearsall, that that sounds to me like Pearsall's not going to be good to go.
He's not going to play.
No.
And neither's Juwan.
Right.
And neither's Brock.
Okay. And keep going. And neither's Yetur Gross-Matos.
Yetur.
Like, you come to the city and Yetur Pier 39.
Exactly.
That's what you do.
That's how he says it. He says it like you're going to Muir Woods with family.
If I go to Alcatraz, what am I going to do?
Yetur it.
Ah, thank you, Gross-Matos. I think you're right, Kyle.
Mykal Williams, full participation.
All right.
You know who else had full participation? Kendrick Bourne.
How about George Kittle?
I don't see him on here.
Now, has he even been reactivated off the IR? I guess he probably hasn't.
Would you like a Kittle update?
I would and stuff.
All right, here's a Kittle update.
Hopefully we'll have a chance at Kittle next week. Just a chance. I don't think Barch is up next week, though.
Okay, there you go.
So he's not been reactivated. It's not a reactivation sensation.
No. Well, he's so
he might not even be next week
so
either.
He just
oh my god.
He just ruled him out. He just ruled him out for this week.
Right.
Is what I heard.
Well, you would have to activate him off of IR and stuff.
Right.
And then
and he had said last week that Tampa was a long shot for George.
Right.
But the insinuation sensation was that the following week at Sunday Night Football, we'd probably see him. And now he was like, there's a chance. God dang it. Where's George Kittle?
On my IR, on my fantasy team. That was my second round pick.
I think dumb statement. That's a big deal. But like a bigger deal than we even realize. That's going to affect everything. You asked me earlier, what's the biggest concern of all the concerns?
Of all your questionable concerns.
List the concerns.
Well, you've got can't run the ball.
Okay.
Can't score touchdowns in the red zone. You can't rush the passer. You can't intercept the other team when they throw the football, and you've got a boatload of injuries.
So
those are my five that I put out there.
You got it.
And there's
You wrote no pass rush, no interceptions, bad in red zone, can't run the ball, injuries, or other.
Yeah. Like other, I don't even know what other would
just
be.
Anything. Like another concern. You could be like, my concern is that Claire Kittle hits George too hard when he goes onto the field, and I think she's going to hurt him.
It's questionable. Questionable concern.
Okay. I got a firm answer for you.
Okay.
They can't run the ball.
That's your number one.
That's my number one.
Okay.
Like, that's the straw that stirs this drink.
Always has been, right?
They can't do it.
Yeah, and yet they're 4-1. And the whole backdrop of why I sent that was I woke up today, and I was reflecting on yesterday's, like, rank the 4-1 teams, and I had them as 7th out of 7, and you know, whatever the ranking was, I just woke up today thinking about you're 4-1, and if you take the record aside, what is kind of eating at you as a Niner fan? And those five things, I do believe, are all concerns. The injuries,
for sure they
again,
are.
But I would say can't run the ball would be third for me behind the red zone, which is part of why
it's
you can't run the ball.
Yeah,
they're a little bit married.
Connected.
But the big one for me is the pass rush, which is also connected to the fact you can't intercept the ball.
I'll tell you why the pass rush is less of a concern to me is that I feel like the reinforcements will come. Like, you're not going to trade for Saquon Barkley. You know what I mean? Like, the 49ers, provided that they win, how many more? We got 3 games till the trade deadline, right?
Three or four, yeah.
End of October.
I think it's early November, so you might actually have 4. I thought it was November 5th,
I'll look
whatever.
It up. I think there's 3 games left, and if you even win one of them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to acquire a pass rusher at that deadline. You have to if you're John Lynch. You owe it to the team.
Tuesday, November 4th, after the Week 9 games.
Okay, so there are four more.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. You're
I mean, welcome. Honestly, even if you win one, you have a winning record at the trade deadline, and you will have, at minimum, three division wins already in your hip pocket. You have to. You owe it to this group to go out there and bolster the pass rush. The run game is not going to get bolstered from the outside. The run game is going to get bolstered from the inside. And maybe, maybe the reemergence of wide receiver threats, and maybe whether it's Mac Jones or whether Brock Purdy gets healthy and their passing game downfield starts to make teams pay for the way they're defending the Niners, maybe that's it. I will throw in George Kittle, though.
Yeah, I think a big
George
one.
Kittle is the deal. That's what's going to make this game get better on the ground. So he's got to get back and get healthy. The answer for the run game is inside the building. The answer for the pass rush, to me, is outside the building.
That's
and
fair.
So, yeah, that's why the run game to me is more of a concern.
I wonder if the answer to the run game is inside the building, and I will give you that if George Kittle comes back and he's healthy, he's a big part of what you do on the ground. And also, having more passing threats will open up the run game to a certain extent. But I think about what you have right now in your offensive line, and Trent Williams has not been, he's not been bad. He's not playing at a Hall of Fame level this year. He's been a little bit inconsistent, and your interior three, even John Feliciano, former Niner offensive lineman, has been a little bit sheepish. He doesn't want to totally go out and bury guys, but he said that Dominic Pooney is not having a great second year, and they've had some issues in the interior of that offensive line. And Connor Colby, who's a rookie, who's going to start his, what, fourth or fifth game coming up on Sunday, it's trial by fire.
Yep.
And your center's been okay, and your right guard, a second-year guy, is not having a great year, and your left guard is a rookie, so these are all things that lead you to have a hard time, especially in the red zone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.